Forever Dog.
Don't burn your lips.
Gotta ruin the joke.
Oh, it's melting. Your work is melting.
Oh, welcome
damn
back.
Damn this off-brand filler. Welcome back for another steaming, piping, scalding serving of
hot goss.
It's our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. So let's get into some
hot goss. Wow. The goss is boiling. How was your week?
Hoopla.
Okay, hoopla.
My week has been busy. It's been good. It's been blessed. The Lord is with us, and we're doing drag.
Did your fruit open?
Huh?
The Lord, Handmaid's Tale, made the fruit open.
Never mind.
Let's talk about angels.
All right. Well, it's Charlie's Angels o'clock, Diva. The new Charlie's Angels is happening and coming out. And I got to be a part of a very fun promo shoot starring some dragoons.
Peppermint, RuPaul, Nina West,
Katia Zamolachkova.
Katia. And all the actual angels. And Elizabeth Banks were there.
I met the divas.
It was such a cute little skit. And the performances definitely elevated it to a platform which was above its writing. Because the writing was simple and banal. But the performances were resplendent. And I would like to congratulate you for typing yes, yes, no. It was very funny. And then Nina electrocuted herself, which made her look like Bride of Frankenstein to go with her
Lisa Frankenstein.
Lisa Frankenstein.
Thank you.
And Peppermint had her titties out and got to do a booby trap joke, which I'm very happy for her.
Thank you. Much better.
Total and complete.
Now, where was this shot?
It was a really fun shoot. It was here in L.A., it was a really enjoyable shoot. It's beautifully done. I mean, it looks filmic, which I always love. And we had a really great day. It was great hanging out with Nina and Peppermint. They're such lovely and fun gals. And we had a really good time.
Did Nina paint herself that day or did Six do it?
Six did her.
You know what? I can tell when Nina... It's like Nina's kind of like Shangela when you can tell someone else paints her.
Oh, really?
Like, she always looks fine, but I was like...
I'm wearing a snatchback pony because I'm an actress.
A snatchback and a slickback with a side part.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know who was trying to steal this wig. Who is this? Is this an angel? Oh, it's Katia.
Katia plays the supervillain. And girl, I have to tell you, it was very difficult because, like, the cape was, like, hooking on things because it was sequined. And... I'll just say Katia did a really great job. They sprung a lot of things on her at the last minute, and she really made it work. So it was really fun to do this gig.
Now, a lot of the girls have... were the divas nice? Kristen and the other gals.
So nice. So Elizabeth Banks is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life.
Give it up for women directors.
Yes, women directors. Directing the Charlie's Angels film.
Do you think that Rue look is a look from All Stars or 12 that we'll see? Because she's on the set.
Well, the RuPaul clip they're using, it must be from 12 because they're using the U.S. backdrop and it's not the U.K. backdrop.
And she's going to be doing a lot more red hair now. We know that intel from Delta because AJ and the Queen, she's a redhead and...
Oh, really?
So I'm guessing we'll see a lot more red soon in auburns, maybe some tawnies, some sunsets.
Tawny sunset?
Tawny sunset.
Autumn flame?
No.
Is it an autumn flame?
Send it back to wigs by Bennett to titty. The dolls are coming out with other videos, too.
The shade is too fucking ugly.
It's brassy and bold. There's a rooted weed. Does it have a topper? Raja's new video for Mood Board is really cool.
Deep salute.
Deep salute. She filmed part of it in my back parking lot where Stun was done and AAA.
All the best.
it's a great video. If you have a chance, put some eyes on it and give it a thumbs up for Raja. She is our Diamond Crown Queen.
She is. And she's very prolific. I love that she's putting out music continually and really inspired music videos. And girl, this is how it's done. We salute Raja.
Everything Raja always has such a strong point of view and like fashion and like it's always just so cool. She's the epitome of like the cool LA girl that I basically came up looking up at.
Yeah.
Because she's fucking tall too.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, are you going to be in LA on November 17th?
You know, as a matter of fact, I am.
Me too. I wonder if I'll see you at the Fruitcake pop-up, which is a queer holiday shopping pop-up featuring over 40 LGBTQIA artists and vendors selling all types of goodies and gifts for the holiday season. Plus, there's a taco truck.
There's a taco truck.
Oh. And music and fun holiday surprises and a bar provided by Redline. Now, this sexy Santa photo booth.
Uh-huh. I've been in that photo booth, I will tell you.
Do they have Lola wipes? Never mind.
Lola will be there. She'll be wiping.
She'll be wiping. You see her wiping. Those Santas. It's from 12 to 6 at 2234 West Temple Street on Sunday, November 17th.
Yes. I went there, and it's a really fun place to do some to get some stuff you're not going to see in any other typical store. Like, these are one-of-a-kind items from queer artists. The marketplace is called Fruitcake. Big Dipper is producing it, and there's a lot of really great vendors. Artisans, artisanal craftsmen, craftspeople. I think I got, what did I get? They have really great like stickers. They have like crystals. They have like shirts that you're not gonna see.
Crystal got a gig over here already.
Oh my god!
Good for her. The taco truck, they're doing vegan carnitas.
Vegan carnitas.
Don't tell. Is that the sexy Santa?
Correct.
Y'all, you need to get on this Santa. Oh wow. Santa baby, please dip it in my butthole tonight.
So you can learn more. If you're in the LA area, it's going to be on November 17th.
I'll push it out and stay tight. Oh my god. Sorry.
It's going to be November 17th in Los Angeles. You can check out more on Instagram at Fruitcake Pop Up.
Yeah, support queer and small marketplaces. Is that right? Yeah, that's right.
That's it. Yeah. That's the tea.
Now, is there a Friendsgiving in the UK? Do they do that?
Well, no, I was going to say, we're going to be in the UK over Thanksgiving.
Well, we're flying home on...
I'm flying home on Thanksgiving.
Oh, me too. Right.
To make it in time for dinner.
But I will
hopefully.
Say...
Hopefully.
I will we'll say... See. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was done.
I hope your dinner goes lovely. And in England, they do have like a turkey gobbler sandwich. Like, they have really good sandwiches in all their stores. They're cut in triangles too, which I really enjoy.
Gobble, gobble.
Mm-hmm. That's actually embroidered on my headboard. Do they even have turkeys there? Or are the turkeys imported? Where are turkeys from?
I think you can raise a turkey wherever you like.
There are so many questions. But have you ever seen a turducken go crazy in the yard? Those things, they have 6 feet.
Wait.
Oh, my heavens.
Are you saying a turducken is a real animal?
Yes.
I, for one, don't believe it. You know what else I don't believe?
What?
This fucking slander lawsuit that's being taken out against a bunch of drag queens. Have you heard about those?
I have, and I'm not really sure. I know that libel is when you write it down, and slander is when you speak it. But I feel like this could be both.
But I don't want to be dragged into this by saying too much. However, I think it's fucking ridiculous.
And I'm married to a lawyer, so I will speak out my ass. I don't mind.
Okay.
A group of drag queens, including Pearl, Shea Coulee, The Vixen, Kim Chi, have fallen into a $5 million defamation lawsuit. And all the queens have appeared on RuPaul's Drag Race that were mentioned.
And now, some haven't.
There were three others, too. Jake Anse, who's not a drag queen, Shea Coulee's boyfriend Dan, and drag performer Bible Girl. The suit filed in a Chicago court alleges that the defendants made false claims about the plaintiff, a management company called Neverland Events and Artist Management, A, calling themselves a management company is a false claim. So the fact that he did that in the first place, fuck you, Anthony. It's a company that claims to specialize in repping LGBTQ entertainers, which is queer-owned. The group of queens claims they were never paid for their performance gigs with Neverland and took their anger to social media to vent. For example, Shea Coulee edges that Neverland owes her $12,000 in unpaid fees. Now, I can speak from experience with Anthony. He bilked me out of something. He was doing that Fast Pass Queen thing at DragCon last year, and I was supposed to get a box of 8x10s on Friday to give out to people that purchased this Fast Pass from his company, and I never got them until Sunday when the 100 people had come through. So I was already out money for me from his little business deal. He was supposed to set up 13 booths at DragCon. By the time DragCon opened on that Friday, there was 1.5 booths set up. Cracker was crying, trying to braid hair for a booth. I remember thinking, like, where are these girls' booths? And he's... just because you were a club promoter back in the day and you were good at that does not mean you're qualified to manage the girls that have now gone on to bigger and larger things. And he's been brought to court for other matters related to his company, not by these drag queens. And the judge not only found them guilty, but he was ordered to pay court costs for the other party that was having to defend themselves. So he's already in the con column, and he seems like he's a con because he's selling these girls' merch at a discount on other sites, and the girls have been talking about that. And Kimchi is not the one to do this to because she will make a big old post, start her own makeup brand where he's getting no money, and then rag on Bianca in the last sentence of said post where she canceled because she didn't want to sweat. Which is, imagine why I hope there's not a court date in the summer. Because, bitch, if this goes to court, I want all of those divas dressed in hats, a glove, a handbag, and at least a 2-inch pump crossed at the ankle. No T-straps. Those are for evening.
I have never had the dubious displeasure of working with the, what? Who is it?
You never worked with Neverland.
The defender or the plaintiff.
Well, he filed back at them, right? Did they sue him too?
No, they weren't even suing him. They just talked shit on social media. So this is, I guess, maybe it's a play for publicity. So all I can say is I hope that suing drag queens for how many? $5 million. I hope that attracts more clients to your business.
Yeah, right?
I'm sure it'll work out for you. Overall, I say...
I do think that I would love a prolonged trial, and if
like a long drawn out,
a long prolonged
O.J. Simpson style trial.
Yes, please, because
I'd like to see the T-shirt. Does the T-shirt fit?
I want to see the dolls and court looks, and
I would like to see the wefting of the unit.
You know, if or when he does lose, he's gonna have like probably a stack of ones. They will pay him in ones. Dirty tip ones. But I don't want them to lose. And I don't think they will. I think they will be vindicated. And he will be vilified even further.
Just, I'd like to call to the stand Kimchi. Dun, 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 dun.
Stroll down dun, the courtroom. Dun, 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 dun. Say hi to bailiff. Sit down and swear her in. I'm only talking about this because I want to be added to the lawsuit.
You're well on your way, dear.
Yes.
It's a cute movie.
Yes.
Much better.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so we're doing a new segment called Song of the Week.
We're actually calling it.
Oh, Rainbow Spotlight? Does it have to be gay?
No.
I guess not. I thought you wanted to highlight... queer artists.
Yeah, but
I have one.
Okay.
Okay. Our song of the week for the Rainbow Spotlight. This is really good. This is a really good one. It's the new song by Sumting Wong. She
Tell
can
me
sing,
something, girl.
No, she can sing really amazingly, and it's like this fiercely produced, like, fucking pop song.
Work.
What is it called? Crossfire. And it's not the theme song from the children's game. You'll get caught up in the crossfire. Crossfire.
I would have been okay with that, though.
I would have been okay with that, too, but it's better than that, even.
Ooh.
It's really good.
Oh, she looks gorge.
It's yes, she looks amazing, but you really want
it. We'll play it out at the segment.
You really ought to hear her. She's really amazing. It's beautifully written. And congrats and salute to Sumting for a great video and a really, really excellent song.
Wind in the hair, some really cool editing filters. It doesn't look like just another Drag Race Girl video. She's kind of given Hoochie New Money, Missy Elliott vibes.
Gee.
The lighting is dramatic. And you can't see the whites of her eyes everywhere, but like it's effective for what it is, for sure.
It's a really great song. You're gonna love it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sumting, and we will be right back.
Thanks,
how does it feel now? The tables are turned. Your flame's going out now. Watch me. I'm the only one that's gonna see him, see him. And you're the only one that I'm not needing, needing. You're gonna get caught in my crossfire. You're gonna get caught in my crossfire.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Let's get political, political. I want to get political.
This first entry is from Instinate.
Crushed it.
He says, for let's get political, I offer this. The laws you two talked about from Davina's childhood literally still exist today in 6 states in the U.S. They're often called no promo homo laws. And if you Google that, you'll see tons of info from the HRC, Trevor Project. It's fucking insane. Teachers legally can't say anything positive about homosexuality or even protect students who've been bullied for that reason. There's a good overview from GLSEN at GLSEN.org, GLSEN.org/activities/no-promo-homo-laws. This guy Nate wrote in because it's part of his PhD research, so thank you for being a deep friend of the pod. GLSEN explains that 6 states, Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Texas, all have these laws. And in terms of sexual health education, classes must emphasize in a factual manner and from a public health perspective that homosexuality is not a lifestyle acceptable to the general public and that homosexual conduct is a criminal offense under the laws in that state. Not in Texas anymore. Sodomy is not illegal in Texas anymore. I do know that.
It's insane, though. And in South Carolina, health education may not, and this is the quote, may not include a discussion of alternate sexual lifestyles from heterosexual relationships, including but not limited to homosexual relationships, except in the context of instruction concerning sexually transmitted diseases.
Speaking of STDs, I would like to offer a special prize to one person in every state, in Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Texas. I will suck your dick if you figure out a way to get these laws overturned and then come on Race Chaser and talk about it with us. Because I don't live in these states. California's got its own problems. I will happily help people connect each other if they want to help, like, do protests. And maybe I'll do a pop-up number. I want to do what I can to help get these laws overturned, even though I don't know much. So I'm figuring oral services are the best way to go.
Right.
Like, how do we get this overturned? It's so stupid. And obviously there's homosexuals in these states. But, like,
yes. Everywhere.
On paper, we're lesser in these six states. And that's frustrating to me because that means that kids are being made to feel lesser than and not knowing that there's, like, something normal in them when they're being instructed with all these other examples of normalcy with heterosexuality.
Yeah.
You know? I don't want a kid to ever feel like they're wrong because of how they're naturally feeling. And in these states, these laws fucking do that.
And what we're given in school affects our entire upbringing. So, I mean, if you're taught in school that it's not okay to be who you are, that has lasting effects. So the important thing is, I don't know how to get these things overturned.
Me neither.
But it's good that we're talking about it. But I will say there are more resources now than there ever were as far as the internet and going online and connecting with communities and learning the real facts. You are important and you are valuable and you are not an abomination unto the Lord.
No. And good luck keeping homosexuality out of schools because I was sucking dick in the kiln room where we fired the pottery. And it was hot in there, but I still found a way. You will not keep it out of the school as long as there are faggots and doors with locks.
See.
We will find a way. And you know
what?
Vanya. It's even easier for girls because they just pull their pants down and then they're ready. Guys, you have to suck them for a couple minutes first. You lesbians, dyke out everywhere and dyke out often if you're on a school. And let them know. Let them know the curriculum includes cunts.
One day their children will someday know.
And their children's children.
Tim.
This is crazy, but if you write in and tell me any way I can help, I'd be glad to help with this.
Yes, and anyone from these states, please let us know if you've experienced this firsthand in the schools.
Imagine being a teacher and not being able to put a picture of your partner on your desk if you were gay in any of these six states.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Like, how staggering.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm constantly frustrated by this country.
Yeah.
But then I go to other places and their outlets are different.
Right. And the important thing to remember is we have the ability to change these things. Sometimes it takes a long time. So let's make sure that we're voting. Doesn't matter if it doesn't matter what generation you're from. We all have the right to vote and we should definitely utilize that.
They give you stickers too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we take a break?
Oh my gosh, bats.
Bats.
Bats in the belfry, yeah.
Bats in my topper.
Hush. I think I just stepped in some guano.
That was a guaro.
Oh, okay. It's that time where we go
spelunking into the DMs.
You want to take the first one?
Sure. This is from Declan. He says, hey, girls, my question is, what would each of you bring to Thanksgiving? What is y'all's cooking specialty? Love, Declan.
Declan writes it every week.
Does he?
We had a Declan last week. I remember because I have a friend named Declan. And I'm like, I wonder if it's my friend Declan.
Maybe.
It's the how many Declans are out there with the same spelling of the name? What's your favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal, Diva?
Well, I do love a dessert, but I also love, I cook stuffing in muffin cups, so muffin pin tails, so you get more crispy, crunchy topper parts for everybody.
Oh,
so that's
cute.
What I would do. And also this cranberry orange relish with like pieces of orange zest. And like, it's really good to put like on a turkey sandwich with some bread, or even like a stuffing sandwich with lettuce if you're vegan. A little mayo, a little cranberry, some yams, bitch.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What about you? Are you a cooker?
No. But this year,
make sure all the bottles are still standing up right now.
Like, make sure they're all tipped over. this year, I don't know. I might be cooking this.
Don't
year.
Try her cooking,
because my mom is having surgery on her feet, so she like can't be up and about and like, moving, and she normally does it. Yeah, I think so.
That's what my mom had too.
Yeah,
yeah.
So. I don't, maybe she'll just be a pointer sister and tell me what to do. Just point.
She's going to point to your phone because you are prolific at your Postmates. I will tell you that.
I will Postmate it.
Yeah.
But my favorite part, oh, geez. The yams with the marshmallows on top is never something that was in my family. But I recently went somewhere where they had them and I was like, I always have heard about these and I've never tried them and they sound kind of weird. They are fucking so good and amazing.
Salute. We salute you, yams.
I also love turkey. I'm a proud vegetarian all year long except for Thanksgiving, and I do eat turkey. And that's my one day of... That's right. I eat the fucking dead animal.
You put the bird in your mouth.
I do it once per year. And I'll do it again next year, Diva.
Now, I like to take the stuffing and place it on my plate out of the anal cavity of the bird. But also, try my muffin tin trick. It gives so many crispy, tender parts.
Thank you.
Smoke one cigarette a year?
I do.
Around Thanksgiving?
Usually it's in the last quadrant of the year, but I have done it on Thanksgiving before.
You mentioned that before.
I've mentioned everything. All I do is repeat myself on this podcast, and I know. No. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm a terrible person.
What about Calexis Davenport, though?
I don't know her. But I did mention S4 on the last episode.
Yeah.
Literally right before this, so. By proxy.
Well, our next message is from Mackenzie. Hi, Alaska Willem and Dipper. I don't think that's how you say Dipper's name, but okay. Big fan of the pod. I've been listening to you guys talk about Drag Race UK and have been loving your commentary on it. As the season goes on and more girls go home,
that's what happens.
There's obviously going to be a demand for some of the girls to be on an All-Stars season. I was wondering if you guys think the UK dolls should get to participate in America's All-Stars, or if they should wait for a UK version of All-Stars. Personally, I would love for there to be an All-Stars season a few years down the road where the UK girls versus American girls. Hope you three have a great day, Mackenzie. I know my opinion on this. Bring them over. Fly them out. Bring them right onto the next All-Stars. I think we're all sisters. We're all Rue girls. Bring them. I love it.
I'm wondering about the technicality of them being able to compete for a prize in another country and how that would work with work permits. Because they would need
do
a work...
Do the courtly act thing and become an alien
with
of
extraordinary
ability. that's the name of her
That's
visa.
What it's called, yeah. The Brooklyn got one after being a Trocadero, too. Or no, she got it after winning Continental.
And now...
That was her entry. Wait.
She's the host of Drag Race UK or Canada. Or the guest judge.
No, judge. Permanent judge.
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 So get the visas together. It's not easy. It's complicated, I've heard. Yeah. But it's possible.
Yeah, and it's since Drag Race is just a ripoff of Top Model, Top Model did the same thing. They took their UK girls and brought them to America for an all-star season. And it was wonderful. Exactly. I love that season. The girl with pink hair won.
Spoiler alert.
Mm, but, I mean, there's many other drag things happening out there. There's that Heidi Klum show again, and...
Queen of Drags.
Queen of Drags. Well, she called.
I am the Queen of Drags.
Heidi,
you are the Queen of Drags.
You are the Drags. I am the Queen.
It's so funny. I've seen clips and there's no subtitles, but it's just like Heidi Klum running around a house with a bunch of fucking drag queens, and they're all just speaking German. Just the short clips I've seen. It looks like it's gonna be so good.
It's gonna be awesome, and I can't wait to see it.
Do you want to read the next
from
one?
From Lucy. Hey dolls, I have a question for Alaska.
Alaska
crash landed on Earth several years ago and was required to amass a certain number of social media followers in order to get her spaceship working again. Now that she has millions of followers, is her spaceship working? Does she just love it here on Earth so much she decided to stay? If so, can she get a late checkout for Earth? Most residents are grateful she is here, though. Can't wait to see you guys in Manchester in a couple of weeks. Don't have a D, but sending you love and support. Anyway, thanks, Luce.
That's very nice.
Is that some ploy you told people to follow you that your spaceship was broke, girl?
It's ongoing. And she doesn't have enough Twitter followers to get the spaceship up and running. So follow on Twitter, Diva.
Have you tried calling AAA? Those international charges
Dear
would get
Uber
you.
Uber driver, here's a song by Meghan Trainor
that we went and brutalized and chopped up for our needs.
This is the hardest choreography. I don't think I ever did it once on the whole tour.
Oh my gosh, that choreo was trying it.
Becca got us together.
Traisha was in the back mitzing about in her mitzi.
Thank you for the note, Lucy. From Vidal, Heidi Ho. I was just curious, since the Frock Destroyers version of Break Up is blowing up, is the name Frock Destroyers now considered intellectual property, or can Blue Bag and Davina put out an album as the Frock Destroyers and make their own money from it? Lots of love, Vidal Sazbogadar. Oh, it's from, this is a Golden Girls reference. That's funny. You are the most famous hairdresser from St. Olaf. Honestly, I don't think they would be able to put out an album with the name The Frock Destroyers. But they could put out an album of the three of them.
Why?
Right? I don't know. They don't own it.
Because show owns it. They came up with the idea on the show owns it?
Not necessarily. They own their likeness and the performances of it, but they don't necessarily own the intellectual content of it, which the name falls under intellectual content. I think, from my limited knowledge of this shit and like being fucked by a lawyer for a decade, I think they can definitely get away with it for sure.
Yeah, I think they should just
and
do
they should.
It, and they
well,
might get slapped with a, they might get slapped with a $5 million lawsuit. That happens sometimes.
They should get this guy named Anthony from Neverland.
Okay.
This is from Noah. He says, hopeful deep friend of the pod here. Is there a proper way to baste and dress a turkey? Or would you recommend India faring about and using a little bit of everything? Also, Alaska, are there any vegetarian dishes you enjoy this time of year? Also, was motherhood everything you thought it was going to be? Or was it better? Or was it worse? Or did you really think about it at all? Or did you plan? Or did you even know? And how long have you had HIV?
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Noah. See, that's a
Thank
good
you,
version
Spelling.
Of trying it. Like, there's a question in there, and then you sneak in a couple of deep references.
The little Tori Spelling from season 2 of Classique.
Was motherhood everything you thought it was going to be, or was it better or worse? Or did you really think about it at all, or did you plan, or did you even know?
It was season 1. It was Chanel.
Yeah. Oh, it was season 1?
Thank
yeah.
you.
Oh, I thought it was season 2 in the interview section.
No, deep, but
Chanel.
That, I mean,
Deep Chanel.
So much.
Deep Chanel.
I know nothing about cooking a turkey. I know that in recent years, my family has been into doing the thing where you put it in one of those slow cooker things to keep all the juices. I don't know how to cook.
Too many people make dry turkey.
Yeah. The oven is sort of, there's more space, I guess. And so if you do it in like one of those, like almost like a crock pot thing, it's not a crock pot. It's covered. Is that a crock pot? I don't even know what the fuck a crock
People
pot is.
Slow cookers.
Slow cooker. that is supposed to be better, and it has been successful, I've seen.
Isn't that tattooed in the small of your back?
Hello,
Coco.
Tighten up.
Push out.
Tighten up and push out.
I just want to say, if you're ever in bed with someone, don't use the words tighten up and push out.
Maybe he just likes the feeling of that. I think you're getting defensive about it.
I'm not.
Maybe you're insecure about the looseness of your orifice.
Well, I'm so sorry. The drawstring fell out in the wash.
Trying to fish it back through with a safety pin.
I swallow a safety pin, then it comes out my asshole, and I'm tight again.
I don't think you should take it as a criticism. I think some guys just like that.
Yeah. If your dick is so small that you can't feel the sides of my asshole when you put it in, like a needle in a gay stack, you faggot.
Oh,
from Toby. As a British-Irish gal, I was wondering how your feelings about Thanksgiving have evolved over recent years. What with its relations to the mass extinction over 90% of the indigenous population?
Yeah.
Do you think that it's worth replacing this day, Columbus Day, with an event which commemorates indigenous people? Do you still like the sentiment and the food? How does this tie in with Donald Trump refusing to grant an Indigenous Culture Month, suggesting an alternative that sounded very white supremacy-ish? Much love to you dolls. Toby, I don't think Columbus Day should be celebrated anymore.
I agree.
I think that what he did, if he did it in nowadays with media coverage that was different than an illustration in a textbook, he would be considered a pirate, a murderer, a war crimer, lots of different things. And I mean, lots of people would be considered that nowadays, I'm sure, depending on whose point the history is told from. But I see no point in celebrating this fake piece that we were lured with growing up with about trading beads for feathers and bullshit and Long Island.
Do we think Thanksgiving is the same sort of thing? I don't. What is Thanksgiving? Like, what is the basis of it?
Well, the pilgrims and the Native Americans coming together.
Great hats.
To, like, be friends. That's what the lore of Thanksgiving is.
But that's ultimately false.
Correct. There wasn't even turkey at the first Thanksgiving.
Right. So I'm...
90% of the indigenous population went extinct because of, like, pox and murder and, like, displacement from their lands. I think that America has a lot of restitution to do to anybody that was moved forcibly or brought here against their will.
Yes.
And I don't know that that will ever happen with Trump. And I feel like if we try to push it anymore, he's going to try to take away more rights. We have a lot of work to do in this country.
Well, yes, we do. And I think an Indigenous Culture Month would be an amazing thing.
We're saying Indigenous, and that's offensive in Canada, apparently. It's First Nations in Canada, I think.
Okay.
Because I said...
I'm just reading the note.
Do they?
Okay, so...
I'm going to sue you for slander.
Okay, $5 million. Looking like $5 million.
Indigenous tux.
I don't know. Should we change the name of Thanksgiving? Should we drop it altogether? For me, it's attached to a lot of, like, family tradition. So... That's hard for me, but ultimately I think it's important to tell the narrative as it actually is. So having conversations like these is part of it, and I don't think we should perpetuate the lie that it was some sort of, like, amicable, lovely coming together at a banquet table. It was actually, like, really fucked up what happened, and where the roots of Thanksgiving comes from.
Mm. We're going to take a break. No, we're not.
What about...
Sorry. I thought that hand...
What about I Hate Twinks?
Oh, well,
Is that a fucking...
This Willem said...
Is that a fucking arm or is that a dick? Like, what is going on?
I have a special correspondence from I Hate Twinks. Let me find this one moment.
Dipper ignored my dick.
Honestly. Well, if and look at the first one.
If you ever find yourself...
Wait, hold on. Let me get my music going. Wait, okay.
If you ever find yourself in Wellington, New Zealand, in general. I'm a 6'4" top. Hit me up and I'll hit you from behind. XOXO picture of baby's arm.
I wouldn't have ignored that picture.
Well, that was in there too. And it was certainly looked over. Now, this is a dick where...
Different works literally round the clock on this show. He can't sift through all the genital pictures that come through our inbox.
Well, if you need to delegate, send them my way.
Some are bound to slip through the cracks.
Hopefully they'll slip through more cracks. Now, the urethra on this goes from about 10:30 to 2:30. It's a big slit.
What?
10:30, you could tell it starts from the top. It's not just on the end of it. It's almost split open. Yeah. I love it. More cum.
What's the crack?
Now, the veining, it looks like a large capital case K.
Marbled? Is it marbled?
It's not marbled or mangled. The center is larger than the base and the head, which means it's a two-hander. He's been using two hands on that.
And is it an egg-shaped penis?
It is an obelisk shape, maybe?
Oh, it's completely obelisk.
It's obelisk.
Yeah.
For sure. I don't see much ball, but I'm also not offended by the lack of ball. The Christmas lights are still up, though, darling, and it's October. So.
Maybe he's starting early.
Maybe. I am sorry for the pain you must have felt when your prodigious member was ignored by our former producer.
But. To be fair, there is no question attached. It's just, I'm a 6'4 top from Wellington, and he'll allegedly fuck you if you're ever in town.
You gotta get that good ITD New Zealand booking.
You never know, Diva. He might look real hard in the picture, and then you meet him, and he's... Oh my
God. He's a whisper of a wang.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry, I can't get hard.
I'm gonna put some music on. Oops, the flash goes off when I turn my iTunes on.
Pay no attention. I want to see the receipts. Pay no attention to the little red light on my laptop. It's just normal. The little green light. It's normal.
it cuts down on the photons in the room. That's my photon splitter.
I'm sorry I can't get hard, but can I get a picture? I hate to be this person. I'm so sorry.
What did you really do to get kicked off?
Whoa. I came all the way to Wellington for this. I wanted some beef Wellington.
Pass me the plunger. Wrong end.
Oh, my God. Thank you, everyone, so much for listening to another
Hot God. You can send us your questions to @racechaserpod@gmail.com. Good questions, bad questions, and explicit dricks get priority.
Oh, don't say the thing about Thanksgiving.
Usually explicit dricks get ignored, but you can try.
You can try. Send them twice.
We have bonus video content out there, and it's available on patreon.com/Willem. And you can sign up to be a patron and support us. And just search using the #RaceChaser, and you can watch all the videos a la carte.
And if you like the podcast, you'll love the video because we get up in a drag, we talk, we chit-chat, we kiki. And if you're in the UK and Ireland and you want to witness that firsthand, our live shows are coming in November. November 22nd in Glasgow, mm-hmm. the 25th in London, mm-hmm. November 26th in Manchester, and the 27th in Dublin.
Now
throw some deep dubs. The 27th, you can get your tickets at draggedup.net, and the other dates at holytea.net.
That's right. Follow us on Instagram, just like Blue Hydrangea, @Willem, @TheOnlyAlaska5000, @RaceChaserPod, and we will be back next week with more
piping, screaming, boiling.
Hot gossicles.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Alex Sarchet.
Our theme music is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises, Incorporated Limited.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.